Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
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 How many ways can you inflect the Free Talk Live moniker?
I don't know, but that's why you get paid the big bucks.
This is big bucks. I hate to see what little bucks is. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. It is the Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live. We've changed up the personnel once again on Thursday nights. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Matt and Ian.
And you're only Matty Matt when Richie Rich is here.
Correct.
Ah, okay. When he's not here, you're just Matt.
That's correct.
All right.
I'm sure I will screw that up at some point and call myself.
I was doing it because I was sure I'm going to screw it up as well. There's no E in Ian.
Nah, I'm pretty dull with all that.
Well, and it doesn't really sound good either if you put like an E between your name twice. So I did joke around with Ian. I don't know if I've talked to you in a couple of days, but I suggested he change his legal name from Ian Freeman to Les Freeman.
Oh, that's awesome.
He didn't seem enthusiastic.
That
he laughed, but he didn't.
I agree.
You know,
let's force it.
At least until the case is dropped.
That'd be nice. I appreciate your optimism.
High hopes, low expectations. Yeah. That's my new motto for, well, anything involving anybody that's involved with government in any way, shape, or form. I want to just mention briefly that today is a very special holiday that many of our listeners have, maybe they've heard of, but probably not. June 2nd, 1975, hundreds and then thousands of people, mostly women, many of them sex workers, began occupying churches all over France. They started in the Church of St. Nizier, I'm sure I'm butchering that, in Lyon, with full-throated support of Father Louis Blanc, who was quoted saying at the time, "It is, after all, Mary Magdalene to whom Jesus appeared." From that day on, June 2nd was marked as International Whores Day.
Wow, they didn't even use the term prostitute.
No, International Whores, W-H-O-R-E-S, Day. Now, we know as libertarian-type folk, or at least, you know, that type of ilk, that this is the oldest work on the planet.
Absolute free market capitalists.
Completely free market in every way, shape, or form, even where it's, like, legalized, quote-unquote.
God bless them.
It's still, and, you know, they do deserve some respect.
Absolutely.
For continuing on the oldest form of employment known to man, the oldest traceable form of employment, anyway.
And high risk, too.
Very
high risk. From not only from being arrested, but obviously sexually transmitted diseases, abuse of johns, not a very, low-risk business.
Definitely not. And so,
but they get paid well, or at least they should.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
So without going through this article, which isn't really all that interesting, other than to say they kind of go through the history of, like, sex workers and, you know, who signed what and, you know, a bunch of government stuff. But
I wonder what the earliest recorded history of a sex worker is. How far back do you have to go?
I don't know. But from what I've been told, like, you know, if you're going back and looking at the history of just what have people done for a living,
that's one of the
that's like the, like, it's the first entry.
Yeah.
If there were a ledger of, like, what folks have done for a living, the day they started it, that would have been the first entry, is what I'm told.
And still prosecuted across probably most jurisdictions in the world to this day.
Sadly.
As though that, you know.
Senselessly.
Yeah, and it's a perfect example that, you know, a war on something has never succeeded in eliminating that thing, whether it be the war on drugs or the war on poverty or whatever. You know, they've had a war on prostitution going on for centuries, and it's still happening. You're never going to get rid of it. Because as long as people are demanding the thing, whether it be drugs or sex or whatever, somebody's going to be willing to take the risk, even if it's the risk of death. Even if they were to make prostitution a punishable, you know, crime punishable by death,
yeah,
you would still have some very likely tough women that would be the prostitutes in that case.
Well, and if our friend Nobody were not, you know, being held hostage,
mm-hmm,
he would say something like, you know, it's funny how something that you can give away for free, you can't sell.
Yeah. Well, that's true with generally anything. I mean, the government is usually fine if you, like, you know, want to give somebody a haircut for free, but as soon as you charge them for the haircut, then all of a sudden you need 1,000 hours of training.
Mm-hmm.
You need to sit, you know, and get some government paperwork.
Most importantly, you got to give them their cut.
Right, the fees. Yeah.
You can't be making any money without us getting a cut.
That's right. What they really want.
That's right.
What they really, really want. Anyway. Whores, this is just the last paragraph, whores are a part of a very long history. June 2nd is not marked by many, and the occupation of St. Nizier has been forgotten by most. But sex workers and our allies have kept these memories alive, translating and preserving the international headlines, documentaries, and books that have and continue to be written for each other across generations. Now is the moment in history when whores can be heard, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly true now more so than ever. I mean, with the internet, there are more organizations of sex workers out there. They now have the ability to speak out in a more meaningful way. Like even here in New Hampshire, where it is still a crime, quote unquote, to participate as either a prostitute or a john, we have seen some bills introduced over the last several years that would decriminalize various different aspects of this so-called crime, and we've seen sex workers, people like representatives of sex workers, mm-hmm, so they'll usually have a sex worker come in from like a different state, so they're not working in New Hampshire, so that way they really can't be, you know, like investigated,
right,
in any meaningful sense.
Well, that makes sense, because one of the things in this article was that I think it was Massachusetts said they wouldn't prosecute the cases from New Hampshire, for example, where, like, I think is what you're talking about, where they like live somewhere else, but they cross over to work here or something like that.
Yeah, so they'll send in, like, you know, whatever sex workers union boss or something, and she'll,
oh, I'm sorry, it was,
she'll speak to.
It was Manhattan. In April 2021, Manhattan's DA announced they will no longer be prosecuting prostitution arrests. Maybe I read this wrong.
I think that's just in the city of Manhattan.
That's just the city of Manhattan. It says Rhode Island, Louisiana, D.C., New Hampshire, Vermont, Nevada, California, Washington, Oregon, and Florida all have increasingly visible and effective sex worker rights advocates regularly lobbying, mm-hmm, their elected officials. So,
but you're saying Manhattan has decriminalized it?
It says Manhattan DA announced they will no longer be prosecuting prostitution arrests.
That's interesting.
That's fantastic.
It doesn't mean they won't be making the arrests.
Right.
And this is the problem that I have with some of the marijuana legislation as well, because in some of the states where people call it, oh, it's been decriminalized. No, it hasn't. They're just not going to prosecute.
Well, I mean, that is decriminalization. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't be prosecuted for a thing.
No, it's not you can't. It's just that they're not going to.
Okay.
Well, there's a problem there, too.
That means that any time they could change their mind and start prosecuting again.
If they decriminalize prostitution in Manhattan, that's really going to put a dent in the pocketbook of a lot of the cops who do the pimp work there.
Mm.
I bet the police aren't going to like that on a couple levels.
Well, I mean, good from my
high five. Way to go, prostitutes. Get those guys out of your life.
Yeah.
But only Manhattan, not the rest of New York City.
Manhattan's.
It's a start. Yeah. And Manhattan's huge.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, well, and again, it says they'll no longer be prosecuting prostitution arrests.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean they won't, you know, continue to do sting operations to catch Johns, that kind of thing. All these police agencies do this kind of thing where they get, like, the hottest female cop in the,
right,
in the department to dress all slutty and go out and try and trap some people. And then when they offer cash, you're under arrest,
it's
buddy.
It's so sad.
You know, it's like, really? You know? It's funny because, like, to finish my statement of what Nobody would have said, he would have said, it's funny that you can give away something for free, but you can't sell it. But then if you just say that you're going to make a movie and then pay that person to be in a movie and you got some cameras set up, why, that's fine.
As I understand it, that is only fine in California and New Hampshire. Now, I'm not giving legal advice, but that's my understanding of the legal situation. So that may not be fine in the other 48 states.
So you whores need to do your homework if, you know, that's how you're going to proceed with doing stuff. 603-283-6160. Are you celebrating International Whores Day today? More Free Talk Live is coming up with me, Matt, and Ian.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Lee Frock Tive.
Oh, boy.
Wait, is it T. Lock Frive? Nope, nope. We'll get it right. Hang on. Free Talk Live. There we go. Got it.
Vacation.
I probably need several vacations. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you want to get your voice on the radio, talk about whatever's on your mind, you must call the following number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Matt, and Ian.
So the previous segment, we were talking about it's International Whores Day. And so if you want to celebrate that, feel free. Also, if you are a whore and you want to call in, feel free. 603-283-6160, because it's your day.
Right? Indeed. We'd love to hear from you. Actually, some of the most interesting phone calls that we've ever had have come from prostitutes.
Well, especially if you're an international whore.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you because it's International Whores Day.
Does that mean you cross borders to have sex with people?
I don't know if that excludes local whores or not. But I would say, you know, that the celebration is supposed to be international, and thus it is Whores Day, so it doesn't matter where the whores are. Because, like, International House of Pancakes, I mean, have you ever seen one in another country?
I haven't traveled too extensively, so no.
I don't know where they get the international part from. They should just
That's a good question.
They should just be called Hop. Instead of I.
Well, as long as they have at least one Mexican or Canadian location, technically that would
qualify. Yeah, I guess. They probably do. They probably got, like, one location in Canada.
Toronto.
So, yeah, Toronto. Yeah. Or one in Cabo or something, right? You know, where all the tourists go.
When I was in Mexico, I did see Domino's Pizza down there. So there's a lot of international brands that, you know, are here primarily in the United States but exist elsewhere. I'm told, though, they make their pizzas differently, though, in Mexico.
Is there a is there a Taco Bell in Mexico?
No, I didn't see that.
I hope not.
I hope not either, yeah.
If so, are they primarily staffed by Asians?
I can't imagine Taco Bell would survive in Mexico when you're literally surrounded by taquerias everywhere that are amazing and super cheap.
Yeah.
That said, when I was in Mexico, we went down to Isla Mujeres right off the coast of Cancun back in February, found this little hole-in-the-wall taqueria. Best tacos I've ever had in my life by miles.
Oh, yeah.
And they were from Boston.
No, really?
No, I'm dead serious. I mean, they're Mexican people. They were born and raised in Mexico, but they had moved to Boston like 30 years ago and lived there for decades and just
came
moved back.
Oh, wow.
Most delicious tacos I've ever had.
I wonder if they had a Mexican restaurant when they were in Boston.
Probably.
Wow, possibly.
Or, sorry, Boston.
Maybe.
Right from I live in the New England area.
And maybe they might have a website. Maybe I can look them up and find out what their bio says. Possibly.
I just figures if they were the most delicious tacos that like they probably would have been. You know. Anyway, we're gonna switch gears a little bit because this is something near and dear to everybody's hearts. But this is coming from Cointelegraph. Former Congressman Ron Paul. Bitcoin is money and should be taxed the same. Now, I read that headline, and I'm like, wait, what is he talking about?
I'm almost certain he didn't say any such thing.
Is he talking? So, let's go on. I did read this article previously, so I kind of have an idea what we're in for, and I'm still not sure. So, you guys will see what I mean in a minute. Former Congressman Ron Paul believes Bitcoin should be regulated and taxed the same as money. Oh, I got a problem with that whole statement. Like, Ron Paul is supposed to be an anti-tax guy, near as I could tell. You know, taxation is theft, all that fun stuff, right? You know,
yeah.
Into that kind of phrase. So I don't see how they can get former Congressman Ron Paul believes Bitcoin should be regulated and taxed the same as money. Former presidential candidate and Congressman Ron Paul has renewed calls for Bitcoin to be legalized as money and not taxed.
Okay, now that sounds like Ron Paul.
Yes.
So here's the article.
Which, by the way, I'm glad to hear Ron Paul commenting on crypto, because for a while he kind of stayed away from it. Like, he's oh, that's interesting.
He's a gold standard guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's old school. He lost that gold standard.
Well, and that's the way I was before I finally learned about crypto. It was like, my main question was, well, what's it backed by?
Yeah, you know what's funny is this means Ron Paul beat Peter Schiff to the
of course.
Unbelievable.
That's not unbelievable.
No, it's not.
Ron Paul beat a lot of people to.
Well, Peter Schiff has a financial interest in continuing to pin.
True.
That's true. He does.
But the thing is, you know, you can still support both. Like, it doesn't have to be all in one.
Any good stockbroker is going to tell you to diversify, yeah. Right? Come on, Schiff. Get it together.
I wonder if they just left out the word not in a few.
In the headline?
Yeah, in the headline and the, you know, the little, whatever the tinier underneath that.
Had to be a typo.
Could be.
Well, let's go on. Paul is a staunch libertarian and author of The Bitcoiner Favorite and The Fed, who has advocated for the legalization of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in the past. The former congressman has also regularly taken aim against the Federal Reserve for its unchecked money printing since the pandemic began. Since whoever wrote this has no clue. Since well before the pandemic even began,
yeah,
is what it should say.
It's just they put it into overdrive last year when they got rid of the reserve requirements for banks.
Yeah.
And just printed up trillions of dollars.
Yeah, they just they didn't shift. They just left it in gear the whole time.
It's still going.
The money printer.
Still going, yeah.
Ahead of his appearance at the Miami Bitcoin Conference on June 3rd, the 85-year-old spoke with streaming financial news provider Kitco News.
Now, hold on. Has Ron Paul spoken at a Bitcoin conference before, or is this a Ron Paul first? Because
it's got to be a first.
I wonder.
I would think he's spoken at a Bitcoin conference.
Well, okay, before. He's spoken at Anarchapulco. He did that at least a couple times because I was there.
Not necessarily a Bitcoin conference.
Yeah, they have like a Bitcoin track. Right. They have like a crypto track, so it's not a full-on crypto conference. So, I mean, that's kind of a partial maybe, but yeah, I'm curious to know if he's ever been
at
another crypto conference.
Good question.
I can't search those, so I'm not allowed to find that question out. Maybe tomorrow I'll be able to. I've got spy software going to be installed on my computer tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Then you can start converting the watchers.
Oh, yeah. Well, presumably they've been listening for a long time.
That's true. I wonder if any of them... Like,
hello, federal agents.
Yes, hello, federal agents. I wonder if any of the... If you're a federal agent assigned to monitor this show, give us a call at 603-283-6160. Let us know if anything we've said has sort of changed your mind on any topics that we talk about, whether it's cryptocurrency, the Federal Reserve, the non-aggression principle, you know, all these things.
Because I hope so.
It wouldn't be the first time. It has happened.
It has happened. Yeah.
They're just people, you know. They make different choices.
Joe Bannister from the IRS.
That's the one. Yeah.
Sherry Peel Jackson. Was another one.
Locally, we had Brian Tan, who was a
Brian Tan, that's
here
right.
in Cheshire County, who quit his job and was the keynote speaker for the first Keenvention.
And in the spirit of that, as well as...
Bradley Jardis, former cop here in New Hampshire for over 10 years.
Right. In the spirit of that, as well as the spirit of the Bitcoin Gandhi walk that took place over the last 24 days, if you are a federal agent or, you know, any level of government, we invite you to put down your badge and join us. In the quest for liberty, peace, freedom, and prosperity. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News. President Biden announced Wednesday that his administration will be making a push to get 70% of American adults vaccinated, calling June a month of action. But some health experts have called the president's goal too low. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the administration wanted to set a mark that was reachable in a time frame, but tells ABC News that 70% is just the beginning.
We have wanted to hit a target that was aspirational, doable, and to say that we're done on July 4th if and when we hit 70%, I would say is not true. After we hit 70%, we need to lean in and try and get to 75% and try and get to 80%. But what I would say is right now we have this with this goal. We're working towards it. We knew that this was going to be hard work as we approached it, that, you know, we've hit all the folks who have been streaming in trying to get the vaccine for themselves, and now we're going out one by one getting this vaccine to the people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It occurs to me that I can't think of a word that rhymes with hodl.
Orange. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. Yodel. Yodel.
Hodel. Yodel.
Nailed it.
Okay. All right.
Got all right. It.
Good He's job. Eating. Well done. Give him a cookie.
Where?
As long as it's not
I'm
a browser.
Ready.
As long as it's not a browser cookie.
Or a pot cookie. You can't do that one either.
Right, right, right. Not even Delta 8 either, right?
No, yeah. Sadly. It tests as THC.
Yeah, I figured as much. Well, you know, you don't want to take any risks.
I'm nailed to the X.
Yeah.
Let me have alcohol.
What?
So I can have the hardest drug, but I can't have any of the other ones.
Is it kind of like being married? That's what I'm told. Like, you have all these conditions, you can't do certain things, you can't go where you want to, when you want to, you have to constantly ask permission.
You have to ask Mark. He's the one who's married.
Where are my host manners? It is Free Talk Live, by the way, in case you were wondering who these random people are speaking, you know, voices coming out of your speakers of your radio.
We were looking it up. Bonnie was doing some research for us. She couldn't find any examples of Ron Paul speaking at a Bitcoin conference, yeah. Except for this one this weekend.
I looked briefly. There's clips of him saying stuff about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, but I couldn't tell if any of them were at a conference or not. There's a bunch of videos I just decided to look myself, because sometimes it takes two to make awesome Google foo.
I think it's great news. I mean, Ron Paul for years has sort of been like, he's acknowledged Bitcoin as an alternative, as a thing. Like, he hasn't ignored it. People have certainly asked him plenty of questions over the last decade about it, but I've never heard him, like,
truly step forward into a position like this, of speaking at a Bitcoin conference. Obviously, we don't know what his topic is going to be. I imagine it's going to be sound money. And so it'll be interesting to see if Ron Paul has sort of come along and is a little bit more embracing towards cryptocurrency as an alternative to the government money.
He has some fundamental economic arguments against cryptocurrency, you know, whether, you know, he has a strict definition of what is money.
If you want well, there's to go by, an argument that cryptocurrency isn't yet money.
Right, yeah, and he's correct in that.
Yeah.
And that's fine with me.
It meets some of the definitions of money, but it doesn't meet, like, stability. That's an important one that it doesn't
meet. What, crypto?
Correct.
It exceeds the definition of money, because not only does it meet the criteria for money, it exceeds that.
But it doesn't meet all of them.
What doesn't
mean?
Doesn't meet stability. It meets divisibility.
Divisibility. It's durability.
It's durable, yep. There's one other that I'm...
Fungibility.
Fungible. Some of them are... but not all of them are fungible.
Right.
So Bitcoin is not fungible.
Right.
The privacy cryptos are, but it is not stable. Price is constantly in flux. The value of it is constantly in flux.
And I think we'll see that start to change as time goes on.
That's what people believe, is that eventually Bitcoin will find its value. The market will find a more stable value for Bitcoin.
Yeah, we were talking to a guy today who was worried about the, was Simon,
There's a reporter here.
Yeah, there's a reporter here today, and he was asking a bunch of questions about cryptocurrency. He was actually bringing up stability, too, which is something that made him wary of it. I think stability is going to come in its usage, and I think stability will definitely come when people stop measuring it in dollars.
Yeah,
we've been saying that forever. And well, what are we? He said, "What are we going to measure it in?" I said, "We're going to measure it in satoshis."
Yes, measure it in itself,
or measure it in what it can buy,
or measure it what it can buy. No, well, we just have to find something that has a stable price over time, and you know, a stable value over time.
You could.
What is that object,
you
though?
Could, you know, theoretically measure it in gold.
Well, gold.
Give it even that.
The problem there is gold, as we know it today, the value of gold is set by spot price, and that's based on contracts, not on actual gold.
Some of the gold that the government stole from the church here in our studio was purchased. 1 ounce was like 4.5 Bitcoin when it was purchased.
Right.
Now, 1 ounce is like a fifth of a Bitcoin.
Right.
Or at least it was before. And now it's probably more than a fifth of a Bitcoin. That was the price 2 months ago before I went to jail. So it's probably like two-fifths of a...
I'm not saying you can tie the two together, but if you wanted an alternative to measure it against, that's certainly something that's... I mean, I believe it's available even on most exchanges. They'll show you the price of gold versus the price of Bitcoin.
That's one of the things I had done on my phone prior to the getting arrested was I had the price of Bitcoin denominated in ounces of gold.
Nice.
Because you can get these little Bitcoin widgets, ticker widgets, where you can put the price of whatever crypto you want on your phone's desktop. And usually you're looking at it in either dollars, or if you're looking at other cryptos, you can price it in Bitcoin. So you can look at like the price of a Bitcoin Cash is like 1%. Again, these are all like 2 months ago. I haven't looked at the numbers since then, but 2 months ago it was like 1% of a Bitcoin. And now that we have stable coins, what are called stable coins, which are it can be backed by dollars, they can be backed by gold in this case. So you've got gold-backed stable coins that have an ounce of gold price. You can now look at the price of Bitcoin and the price of gold and vice versa. So you can look at the price of gold in Bitcoins, and you can look at the price of Bitcoin in gold, and you don't have to use dollars, which is pretty neat.
I didn't get the practical use for stablecoins until very recently.
Me neither. Took me a while.
When I wanted to, you know, a particular coin that I threw a couple bucks in as sort of a test investment, you know, it went up, and I doubled my $10. I got $20 bucks in that thing, and I was like, okay, well, now how do I cash this out back into... without actually going through an exchange and putting it in my bank. I just want to take the dollar value of this, move it somewhere.
Do something with it.
And then pick the next thing I'm going to throw $20 at, right?
Stablecoins are the answer for that.
Stablecoins are definitely the answer for that to those of you listening who may not have caught that when stablecoins came out.
For the longest time, I'm like, why the hell do you want a dollar in crypto terms? And then, like you, I finally...
I was like, oh,
now, my question is, what is it backed by, and how do we have any proof that whatever they're saying is backing it is actually there?
These are good questions.
We've heard this type of thing in other situations before.
Yeah.
We've heard that the U.S. dollar is backed by blah, 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 and it's never really been backed by any of that.
Well, and supposedly the stable coins, supposedly, the these people are holding on to however many dollars worth of the stablecoin exist.
Yes, if we're talking about a dollar-backed stablecoin, right. Then they supposedly have a reserve. Now, the question is, how do you prove that the supposedly is true? And that is where a third-party audit would come into play. So they would hire a third party to come in, look at the vault, whatever, you know, bank account it is that they're holding, you know, these coin, these dollars in. And I believe, I don't know what Tether's current status is, but for a long time, people have questioned Tether, which is the number one
dollar-backed stablecoin. Yeah, that'd be the number one I'd start to ask
questions about. And there have long been questions about whether or not they actually have the backing, and I don't know if they do.
Well, Ron Paul goes on to say,
but that's the thing, you can still use the stablecoin on an exchange on a temporary basis, like the captain said. He got, you know, he doubled the value in dollar terms of this investment that he made.
Right.
He then sells half of it, gets his original investment back in stablecoin dollars, and then you can immediately go and buy some other crypto with that. And at no point do you actually have to take a withdrawal to a bank account, which means that you haven't actually taken in any... I mean, I'm not giving tax advice here. I don't know what the law is on that. But in theory, since you aren't actually receiving dollars, you could argue that that's not a taxable event when you sold that because you're just taking it as another crypto.
And we don't really need a regulator of any kind to go in and investigate anything. We don't... If they screw up, everybody's gonna they're gonna pay a hard price. Everybody's gonna drop that crypto like a hot rock.
You mean the free market self-regulates?
Yes, it does. We do not need agents or guns to point at people.
Ron Paul goes on to say that his goal is to, quote, help legalize the competition, and then I think people will sort it out. Freedom of choice will sort it out regarding Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great quote. From Ron Paul, of all people. You know, he sees this as competition. It goes on to say, the former congressman described gold and Bitcoin as money and competition to the U.S. dollar, and highlighted that a major reason investors seek out such alternative forms of money is to hedge against the declining value of the U.S. dollar.
That's right.
Paul believes that for this reason, alternate forms of money should be taxed the same as fiat currency. We're back to saying... This article sucks, actually. I think it's written poorly. I think they left out the word not in several places. But I don't know that for a fact. Poor writing over at Cointelegraph.
Is that the end of the story?
Yeah, thereabouts.
All right, I want to comment on that coming up.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is the telephone number here in the studio. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to speak with Three Dorks Live, if you would like to get your voice on Free Talk Live. What did I say?
No word of a lie.
Three Dorks Live? I'm at least one. I'm assuming
I'm,
you guys
I'm in for two.
Too, so. Yeah. All right. At least I wasn't fibbing.
No.
In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain,
Matt.
It's Ian.
We were talking about this article from Cointelegraph where Mr. Ron Paul is giving a speech possibly right now, for all we know. He's down in Miami, Florida at the Bitcoin conference, expected to have
50,000
people.
Glad to hear that Florida is out of the whole COVID restriction thing. That's great.
It's like twice the population of Keene, New Hampshire.
And that's a huge Bitcoin conference. I mean, Free Talk Live has broadcast from a bunch of Bitcoin conferences over the year, and never anything like that. I mean, I don't think we've been to anything with more than 1,000 or two. So that's huge.
The people from Float, FLOTE,
mm-hmm.
Aaron and I'm trying to remember her husband.
Kingsley,
yes, thank you. They are across the street from the Bitcoin conference,
mm-hmm.
where they're having I can't say it on the air, but it's a S-coin conference. So they've invited all the all the coins that didn't get invited to the Bitcoin conference over to their conference, to the S-coin conference.
Nice.
As you can imagine. And so, yeah, I was like, if I were in Florida, I would go to that just based on the name alone.
I was going to say, had I known about this sooner, I might have gone down just to hang out with those two.
Yeah, they're cool.
So, at any rate, you wanted to comment on something because we were kind of, I don't know that we're at the end of the article, but, we've said basically what needs to be said.
You're talking about the Ron Paul making statements regarding Bitcoin and alternatives to government money, but saying he wants, in the interpretation of the article, Bitcoin to be treated as money instead of a commodity, and therefore the article keeps saying, and taxed the same as money. And I think what the interpretation that they're making there is that money itself isn't taxed unless it moves, whereas the commodity status is when it gains in value, there's a tax when you sell it.
Right.
Which is currently, as I understand it, how the IRS treats
Bitcoin. Well, right, because according to my information, and I'm not a banker or an attorney, but my information is that, you know, you can put money into Bitcoin all you want. It's once you take it out, or, you know, like in an exchange or something, if you want to make a deposit back into your bank account, that's when the tax event may or may not occur, depending on your tax liability.
Yeah, which is just a Byzantine problem of complexity as far as trying to figure out, you know, if I've purchased Bitcoin at 100 different times over the last few years to track how the purchases, you know, when they were made and what the value of Bitcoin was at the time,
right,
and then somehow know, even though it's not fungible, you still don't really know which Bitcoins you're dealing with when you sell, let's say you buy something at the local store that sells things for Bitcoin, which we have here in New Hampshire. How do you know if the Bitcoin that you sold was up in value or down in value?
And
it's impossible. So how anyone can answer these tax documents, which now they're asking people questions from what I'm told about these IRS forms, how anyone could possibly, anyone somewhat active in cryptocurrency could possibly keep track and therefore answer these questions honestly without committing perjury.
It's the first question on the form. On the form.
Yeah, without committing, you know, whatever that, is it a perjury charge? I don't know, but that seems like a really bad thing. So that to me is what this story is saying, is that Ron Paul's saying change the status legally of Bitcoin away from being a commodity and into being money, and then therefore you don't have to deal with that crap.
Well,
then they would only tax you on like Bitcoin income, in theory, which would then be taxed, should be taxed in Bitcoin in that particular case, which would be a whole completely different ball of wax. But whether that's exactly what he's saying or not, that's how I would interpret that.
Well, the final bit here it says, when asked about the subject matter for his address at the Miami Bitcoin Conference, Ron Paul emphasized that he won't necessarily be speaking on the technical significance of blockchain technology.
No, that's not his expertise.
Or from a pro-Bitcoin perspective, but more the angle of letting the market decide and freedom of choice. The final quote, I won't try to explain exactly technically whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. I will argue more for the case for legalization of freedom of choice, and the people should make decisions and not the government. And, of course, I can totally get behind that.
Can we subpoena him for the Crypto 6 trial as an expert witness?
I don't see why not. Let's go to the phones. We have clamoring calling from somewhere on planet Earth. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Clamoring. Hey, Clamoring.
lot to unpack there on the crypto topic. Most recently, regarding the commodity argument, my question, and I know you guys don't have an answer for this, but is, so say, hypothetically, someone was gifted a whole bunch of crypto, and that was, say, mined, how do you report that on your taxes? Like, you have no idea. You're supposed to put, like, what the value was when you got it, but you don't know because it was a gift and it was mined. So,
right.
Yeah, that's a great question.
And then also, you know, the price could change between the time, you know, it was sent and the time you actually open your wallet and look at it, or wherever it, you know, whatever the destination was, you know, it could have changed in that way too. And the other thing is, you know, the commodity versus currency argument, I don't know that, like, I think Bitcoin, the blockchain, all cryptocurrency sort of satisfy both arguments. And so that in and of itself makes it a new thing. And we know how government reacts to new things. They don't know what to do.
Smash.
Well, yes. And that was another thing I wanted to touch on, too, because you guys were just recently talking about backing. And I don't think, like, in my opinion, and again, I have no legal background or anything, or no accountant background or anything, but, like, why are we even talking about backing? Like, this is all just imaginary ones and zeros. So, like, it doesn't matter. And that kind of goes back to what you guys were saying. Like, why are we translating it to U.S. dollars when U.S. dollars don't even mean anything.
I had a similar conversation with somebody recently when I was talking about crypto, and they asked, like, well, what's cryptocurrency backed by? And I said, well, what does that matter? Currency isn't backed by anything these days anyway. They're like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
I guess you're right. I totally avoided the whole, like, the whole entire normal argument from somebody new to crypto just by saying, well, regular money isn't backed by anything either, so what's it matter?
Good answer.
And the third thing I wanted to touch on was stable coins, because yeah. I don't personally have a lot of experience. My experience with cryptocurrency is in the, like, heavy duty encryption part, because I used to be a network engineer, and so I know how the encryption works. So I guess I don't understand what the difference with stable coin. I don't know what that means, really.
Okay, so for listeners that are new to the term, a stable coin is a crypto token that is backed by a certain thing in real life. So it could be an ounce of gold, it could be a dollar, it could be a euro, it could be a dozen eggs or something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so basically the idea is that the stable coin is it's not a cryptocurrency itself, it's a token, which means it sort of exists on a cryptocurrency, but it's sort of just a counter, basically. It's with Ethereum, which is the number two cryptocurrency on the planet right now, Ethereum can be used to create tokens that sort of live on the Ethereum blockchain. You have to send, when you send the tokens from one person to the next, it's like sending a Ethereum transaction. You have to send it with a little bit of Ethereum in order to get it to its destination, and so that's how tokens work. You could go right now and create Clamoring coin or Clamoring tokens on the Ethereum blockchain. You can tell it to make 1 million of them or 1 billion of them or 20 billion of them or however many you want. That doesn't mean they'll have any value. But anybody can create a token on, and not just Ethereum, there's also Bitcoin Cash has tokens, and Tron, I think, has tokens, and there's a bunch of them that do.
When I first heard of stable coins, it was around the time when, like, a lot of these niche market coins were being launched.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that rhymes with Itcoin, and it was for, strippers, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But so when they were like, stable coin, I was like, oh, is this for horseback riders?
Yeah.
Is it like for farmers? Stable coin?
There's a whole market in tokens out there, too. Like, there's a lot of people trading these things.
Thanks for the call, Clamoring. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 or Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.